It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 20th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. When you send a text message or an email, should your internet or phone company hang on to them in case the police ever want to take a look? That was the discussion on Capitol Hill as lawmakers look into overhauling the federal law that covers when the authorities can get access to electronic communications and when they can't. Richard Littlehale gave testimony in support of preserving messages. He's an assistant special agent in charge of technology services for the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
Let's be clear, first of all, that we are not proposing that this information be turned over or reviewed en masse. We are simply trying to make sure that these messages are there if and when we identify a specific criminal offense. And then, of course, we're going to have to obtain the level of process which is appropriate.
Scott Burns, executive director of the National District Attorneys Association, says the way things stand now, some internet and phone companies store messages, others don't. This is something he hopes a new law will change.
You know, if some providers don't keep them at all, you know, if I'm a bad guy, I want to use that provider. Is this better than a throwaway phone? As soon as you text me, I text you, we both delete. There is absolutely no way law enforcement can solve a rape or a robbery or a murder with the use of that information.
But Chris Calabrese, legislative counsel at the American Civil Liberties Union, says forcing service providers to keep messages is like giving investigators round-the-clock surveillance capability.
We always want police to solve crimes, but, you know, we need a balance. Our founding fathers understood that the police would be better able to solve crimes if they could kick down anyone's door they wanted to and simply poke around. You'd find a lot of evidence that way. But the fact is, it's not the kind of society we want to live in. And the same way today, we don't want to live under a microscope.
Congress is looking at updating a law passed in 1986, before texting was prevalent or the World Wide Web was invented. It has anomalies such as giving much more privacy protection to email that sits on your hard drive compared to email that's stored remotely on the so-called cloud. Now, you may not know this, but the most popular way to shop on the web is pay-to-play. Google Shopping requires sellers to pay to be listed for price comparisons. E-commerce giant Amazon doesn't want to pay, so Google Shopping results don't list Amazon. Now, if you feel this is a problem, Carl Quist has built a solution.
We just launched it for both Firefox and Safari, and it's called Shopping Enhancer.
So it's in the testing phase, but the idea is you add this on, and so when you do a Google Shopping, you'll also see what Amazon might have to offer?
Absolutely. The add-on is free. It's a very small piece of software that you install in your browser. And once you have it installed, you don't have to do anything. You just shop at Google Shopping like you normally would, and the add-on will insert the Amazon result right in there for you.
How come you made the effort here, just to be a public-spirited citizen?
Well, like I said, I'm a big fan of Google Shopping. It's something I've used a long time. And I found that once they made this change and the Amazon results were no longer in there, it was just not nearly as convenient as it used to be. So I knew that there were other people out there that could use something like this.
So the way to find out more is to go to shoppingenhancer.com?
That's right. You can link to either the Firefox or Chrome version and download this for free.
Now, Google hasn't complained to you yet or anything?
No, they haven't.
Okay. Carl Quist, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
All of our stuff can be found at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.